BBC News with Zoe Diamond. Britain has announced strict measures to curb bankers' bonuses. There will be a one-off 50% tax on all payments over $40,000. The move follows criticism of sizeable bonuses banks are planning to pay while receiving government aid. An official of the British Bankers Association, Angela Knight, says she's concerned about the decision.
When it comes to the broad issues of pay and bonus, we'd already dealt with that. We put it into regulation that contracted bonuses could be deferred for 2-3 years, paid on consistency of performance only, and the majority of that bonus, if it's earned, would be paid in shares. So this is the last piece, which is on discretionary bonus, and perhaps put together, it is well worth saying that we've gone further than any other of the major countries around the world.
A British Muslim man has been convicted by a court in London of conspiracy to murder in connection with a plot aimed at bringing down passenger jets. The man, Adam Khatib, was accused of working with Abdullah Ahmed Ali, who was sentenced in September for plotting to bring down at least 7 flights using liquid explosives. 2 other men were convicted of lesser charges. Jack Izzard has the details.
Had it succeeded, the plot would have been on the scale of the September the 11th attacks. 7 transatlantic flights were to be blown up in mid-air in a string of suicide attacks. 2 months ago, a group of British Muslims was convicted of planning the attacks. Now, 2 more men have been found guilty of helping them, and another of possessing terrorist materials. Adam Khatib was convicted of conspiracy to murder for helping to make the bombs, which were to be hidden inside drinks bottles.
One of the United States' most senior generals has told Congress that the situation in Afghanistan is likely to get worse before it gets better. General David Petraeus said the situation was similar to Iraq before the troop surge in 2007, but General Petraeus warned that progress in Afghanistan would probably be slower than it was in Iraq.
Violence likely will increase initially, particularly in the spring as the weather improves. Moreover, as the Afghan government, with international encouragement and assistance, moves to combat corruption and abuses of power, the result likely will be increased reporting on those problems and greater turmoil within the government as malign actors are identified and replaced.
General Petraeus also said he hoped to improve coordination with Pakistani forces across the border. A Pakistani-born American citizen charged in connection with last year's attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai has pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance in Chicago. United States authorities arrested the man, David Coleman Headley, in October over his alleged role in plotting attacks against a Danish newspaper. Mr. Headley is accused of receiving training from the Pakistani militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba. This is the World News from the BBC. Several thousand Jewish settlers have been protesting outside the official residence of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against his decision to freeze construction in West Bank settlements. The protesters accuse Mr. Netanyahu of giving in to US pressure over the 10-month halt on new residential building. Earlier, the Israeli Foreign Minister said he believed the settlers had a right to defy the freeze as long as they stayed within the law. Egypt has begun building a massive metal fence along its frontier with the Gaza Strip in an effort to cut cross-border smuggling. The project has been shrouded in secrecy, but intelligence sources have told the BBC the wall will be 10 kilometres long and will extend 18 metres underground. Christian Fraser reports from Cairo.
For weeks, local farmers have noticed more activity at the border. Trees were being cut down, but very few of them were aware that a barrier was being built. And that's because this barrier has been hidden deep underground. It's made of super-strength steel that extends 80 metres below the surface. We're told it was manufactured in the United States. It fits together in similar fashion to a jigsaw, and it's been tested to ensure it's bomb-proof. It can't be cut, it can't be melted. In short, it's impenetrable.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has removed the head of the security forces in Baghdad following the devastating bomb attacks that killed more than 120 people on Tuesday. Reports say the security chief, General Abud Kambar, will be replaced by his deputy. The announcement came after renewed criticism of Mr. al-Maliki over the bombings. The social networking website Facebook has introduced new procedures to give its users more control over private information they post on the internet. A new software will now require users to specify who should be allowed to see a picture or a message. A BBC correspondent says the move is aimed at preventing material reaching the wrong people. BBC News.